Good morning. I went ahead and hopped on so I could change my name and all the things. So, let me change my name. I am not Corinne. I'm Coach MJ. How's it going, everybody? Y'all are the last. This is my last call until I go on vacation. I leave here in 2 hours to go to Edisto Island, and I'll be gone from Saturday to Saturday. My baby child has already boarded a flight from Los Angeles. She is coming, and I'm so excited. I haven't seen her in a while, and so everybody's coming. Friends, we got like a big old house. It's going to be fun. So we're going to go to leave here, drive to Charleston, pick the baby up from the airport, and head on to Edisto for a week. I got a spray tan last night. My hands, I don't know. We'll see. Not as white, but thank you. Yes, my hair over the, you know, I always kept it dark. And then I said, I hate my roots and I don't want to let it grow out. And then COVID said, well, you can't go to the beauty shop. That's what COVID said. And I said, okay, I'll play along. And then it got lighter and lighter. And then that's what happened. Coach Heather is here in the Q&A and in the chat. Heather, if you want to raise your hand, I will promote you if you would like to. I'm very excited to be here and talk about one of my favorite things, camp. Let me promote. Zoom did this yesterday. All right. Couple of things. Coach Heather is in the chat and in the Q&A. She's going to be typing. She's not mad. She's just typing in all caps so you can see where she is and what's going on. So we are talking about, is No BS, No Excuses Camp right for you? Is this something that you should do? Maybe you've been thinking about it. You've been on the fence. You want some information about what we're going to be talking about, what's going to be going on during the weekend. I am here to answer any questions that you have, give you a little teaser about what we're going to talk about. I went through the workbook the other day and I went through it again this morning in anticipation for this call. It is so amazing. I know I say it every time, but before we get started, I'll tell you a little bit about my first camp experience. I did go in person the first time. That's where I met my amazing accountability group. And at that very first camp, I walked in and I saw my accountability group, met them. We're still together. We just went on a trip together. But when I signed up for my first camp, I found out after I had already signed up that my daughter's very first sorority family weekend was the exact same weekend. And I got coaching from Kathy, actually. And, you know, it was like, she'll have other family weekends, but I had never missed an activity with my kid, like never. And so, you know, Kathy said, what version of you will your child miss out on if you don't go? What if you come home as a way better mom to your child? And so when I told her I had decided to go to camp, hardest decision of my life, one of them, I said, I just don't want you to miss out on the mother that will come home from camp. Layla was not impressed. I was worried about my husband having to take care of the weekend, go to Columbia, do all the parent stuff. What were the other parents going to think about me choosing to do something for myself instead of something with my child? And that decision is one that changed everything for me. That camp taught me that I could make myself a priority. It taught me that my husband was actually capable of handling a parent's weekend. It taught me that my kids would not die if I did not go to a parent's event. It taught me that I could put myself first. And I think that's one reason that camp is so special to me. Whether you attend it in person or virtually, you have that same opportunity to show yourself, that you do matter, that you can sometimes let somebody else handle something so that you can take care of yourself. And that's what, like, that was the first time Corinne ever got to kind of know me. And it changed my whole life. Like, I did, like, everything. My life looks nothing like it would have looked had I decided to go to that parents' event. That one decision changed everything for me. And I am glad that I was brave enough to make that choice. So, all right. I did make some notes because I didn't want to forget anything about camp. Camp at this point, we just have virtual spots left, but I'm going to tell you, if you have been to other virtual events, if you've never been to an OBS virtual event, this ain't your mama's virtual event. The producer from Survivor is actually our virtual producer. So we always knowing that Survivor is not filming when camp is, because that's the first thing we look at is when can Nick be available to help us out. So that is what is so amazing about our experience. It's top notch. It is literally like no other virtual event that you've ever been to. What happens is there are some options for you. So we have several virtual Zoom rooms that you go into. Each one of them is manned by a coach the entire weekend. And then we also have a silent version, a silent room that you can go in that looks like a webinar just like this. The coaches' rooms are meeting style. So they're like the grid, like the Brady Bunch kind of style call. So if you just want Corinne on the screen, you can go into the silent room. Chat is disabled. Everything's disabled. If you're like, I just want to immerse myself in Corinne and what is going on, you have that option as well. This year, we are also changing up. If you've done virtual in the past and you're not sure if you want to do it this time, we have made some major adds to it this year. So the week of camp, you will have the opportunity to submit a video question that may be popping up on the screen during camp. Corinne wants to get a lot of virtual questions answered during camp. So she is going to be, you're going to submit a video question and then it will pop up on the screen and Corinne will answer your individual questions. You also will be able to ask any questions that you have in the chat all weekend long with your coach that's in your room. And then if your question did not get answered during the weekend, or if you come up with some other questions, like you're trying to work through something else, a day or two after camp is over, you will be getting a survey about how the weekend went. And at the bottom will be a link that you can type in a question. And within a week, a No BS coach will send you a video response. So through an app called Bonjuro, we'll get your written question and we will send you a video reply, which is amazing. Also, we wanted as many women to get coached on their excuses as possible during this weekend. So we have added an optional bonus open coaching, which means just come on and raise your hand an hour every evening with head coach Betsy. So you'll be able to work through your excuses. If you have something that you want coaching on, you just come into, you'll get the links and everything. You'll just come into the room, raise your hand, and Betsy will power coach as many women as possible so that you have every opportunity to get coached, to ask questions, to get all your answers during this weekend. Laura says, can you choose which coach's room you go into? So every room will have a piece of the alphabet attached to it. So like it might be A through G goes to Zoom room number one. We do that. We usually don't have an issue, but each Zoom room can hold up to 1,000 people. So usually it's not a problem, but we do want to try to keep some order to it. However, if you have a very favorite coach that you love with all of your heart, or you are in private coaching and you want to be in your coach's room and your piece of the alphabet is not attached to their room, go to their room if you want to. If you're in an accountability group and y'all are trying to decide, like, well, we're all over the alphabet, pick a room and go in it. We have decided to give the Zoom police the weekend off. Nobody's going to kick you out if you are in the wrong alphabet part of the room. So do not worry about it. We do have people that just, you know, they just kind of go by their alphabet. But if, like I said, if you have a favorite coach, you'll have all the links available to you. So if you go in one room and it's like super chatty, you could try another room. Maybe it won't be as chatty. If anybody ever went to virtual events when I was the coach, my room was extremely chatty. Shocker, right? Like, shocker. And I will tell you, like, really thinking about when I was first offered, when I applied for the head coaching position with no BS a couple of years back, one thing was I was not going to be able to be in a Zoom room anymore. And I almost did not take the job because of that. I love those Zoom rooms. I like accountability groups are born out of those rooms. Friendships are made. I got to really know a lot of the people in my room. I still feel like they belong to me because I spent 3 days with them. And having to give that piece up because it is such a special place inside of those Zoom rooms, I literally almost, like, that was one of my things that were, that hung me up about even taking the head coach position, because I thought, I have to get out of Zoom. It just, yeah. Shops, Gene Banning was in my room. Was it the first one, Gene? The Thinkers, there's still 382 of them in their own Facebook group. I've even got a shirt. They even did swag for themselves. Like, I mean, yeah, I think it was the first one. It is just a special place in those rooms. And you really do get to know the women in your room. You see the names coming up a lot. You get to know different women inside of No BS because you get to spend time with them. It's almost like you're sitting at the table with them. So, all right, let's talk about the content that we're going to talk about. Like I said, I never make notes. Heather's probably like, oh my God, MJ, you never make notes. I never make notes. Heather's like studying and all that kind of stuff. I'm the opposite. So I'm making notes. Probably like the third time ever for a call, I made notes. So what do you get? You get swag. We still have swag available. If you go ahead and sign up, you will get your swag. And I think it's still, we've still got plenty of time that you will get your swag before camp begins. Open coaching with Betsy each night. It will be recorded. So you get access as long as you're a member. So even if you need to step away, it's not like if I have to miss Saturday morning, I guess I can't go at all. They do build on each other, but we're talking about different things at different times. You can totally pop in and out if you need to. And then you can just go back and watch the recordings. They're broken down into really bite-sized pieces when you get the recordings. So you'll know which parts, you don't have to like skim through and find what you missed. We'll have it all broken down for you. Any of your questions that you have access to your coach all weekend. So you get to ask any questions that you want. You do get to submit a question. Gene, I don't think there's any seats available at in-person camp. There is a wait list though. So some people have had to say they can't come. You can email support and get on the wait list. We do have Zoom dance parties. During the little breaks that we have, coming in and out from lunch and stuff before camp begins, you'll have Zoom dance parties. You meet new friends in the chat. And then again, you have that silent room. And I don't know if y'all know this about Zoom has updated. If y'all do not love the chat, if you're like, I've always had to be in the silent room, because the chat distracts me. I hate the chat, all of that sort of stuff. If you look at your chat button, there's a little tiny up arrow right beside it. If you click on that, show chat previews pop up. You can select that and those previews no longer come up for you. So I think we're going to have a lot more engagement in the, like, our Zoom room numbers in the regular rooms will be a lot more, simply because a lot of people just didn't want that preview. And so the numbers do populate on the chat bubble. So if there's like 100 messages, you'll see that number, but the actual preview of the chat won't pop up. On the iPhone, it's a bell. There you go. All right. Now, day one of No Excuses Camp. First, you're going to understand, uncover what your excuses are. One thing that Corinne has done differently this time, every worksheet has a completed worksheet as a reference. So when you go in to do your worksheets, you will see a completed one already done for you, which is amazing. So it'll really help you figure out, you know, how to do the worksheets. A lot of people do the worksheets ahead of time, especially that day one, uncovering and understanding your excuses. I would start working on that now. Start jotting them down so you can collect them all, like your little excuse babies, so you can bust them all at camp. And we break it down into, like, what is your excuse about not making your plan? What is your excuse about waiting till you're hungry? What is your excuse about stopping at enough? And they are really, really good. I would really encourage anybody that signs up for camp, go ahead and start working on that. Let's see. What's the difference between a reason and an excuse? Hello. I read that twice already. And what I think is such a good reason is actually an excuse. It was so eye-opening to me. Corinne, I'm quoting the workbook now. You can have results or excuses, but not both. Hello. Results are excuses, but not both. Identifying your excuses and your reasons worksheets. You are going to really look at all of your excuses and play it all the way through the end. What is the consequence of listening to this excuse, which is where we so often stop? Like, our excuses sound so valid and they sound so good and lovely sometimes, and we never play them out till the end, what that actually looks like for us. This one is a game changer, and I used it yesterday, and I'm going to tell you how. Can't, the difference between can't and won't. What? So I told y'all, I got a spray tan yesterday. It was at my neighbor's house, and you could wear nothing. And it was a person spraying you in a tent, like, whatever. And she does it for bodybuilding competitions. And I had just read through this workbook, and I had looked at the can't versus won't. I was like, I can't not wear anything. Like, she's going to see me. I can't do that. Like, I've never met this woman before. I can't. And I was like, all right, MJ, if somebody gave you $1 million, could you? And I'm like, why, yes, I could. So I'm like, why won't you do it? Why won't you wear nothing while you get spray tanned? And I was like, because I'm worried about what she's going to think about me, because I've never met her before, because she's a stranger, because I have these melty legs, and then she'd see my hoo-ha and then my boobs, and like, they're saggy and. And then I'm like, who gives a fuck? So I even eliminated the excuses even more. I put on my loose clothes. I did not even wear underwear or a bra to the place, to her house. I didn't even wear it. So I was like, I can't back out now. I ain't even got none with me, right? And then what happens? I get out of my car. My next door neighbors are like, hey. I'm like talking to my next door neighbors, no bra and panties. But you know what? I did it, and it was fine. It was fine, but it was like, I really would have worn my underwear because I kept saying I can't. And when I really got down to it, it was I won't. And here's why I won't. And I'm so proud of myself today. Like, seriously, just looking at that, like my, you know, my I got a tan ass and I got tan boobs. Like, I'm so proud of myself. And I'm so glad that I gave that to myself yesterday. And it was because of this workbook that I did that. If it had not been for this workbook, I would have tan lines where my panties should have been. This one, I think all of you, if you don't sign up for camp for any other reason, how many of you have got a shitty story about yourself, the way you look, the way you act? I just can't make a commitment. If it's not perfect, if I can't do it, blah, blah, blah. And you cannot see a way out of that story about, like, you know, just you in general, just your shitty story about yourself. There is a worksheet and a process to change the story that you have about yourself. I'm just going to tell y'all, that piece is worth camp. It's worth it. What is blame and how do we bust it? With a blame buster worksheet. That one is good. Because I still blame a lot. And I blame my job a lot. I blame this new dog a lot. I blame a lot of people a lot. And that's going to be a worksheet that I'll be able to go back through over and over and over and over again. That one will not wear itself out. Then, day two, now we found our excuses. We've changed the story about ourselves. Day two, we're going to bust them up. Bust in excuses. Bust them. Corinne just is going to release the eliminating excuses process. Brand new for camp. Never before seen. It is amazing. We're going to be talking about the big ones. I don't have time. I just want to. I'm afraid I can't lose weight. I don't think I can keep my weight off. She's going to break each one of those down. We're going to figure out how you're spending your time, how to create more time, how to manage your time. And we're going to start with reclaiming your time worksheet. I'm telling y'all, it's good. Learn how to just get shit done. Don't want to, but how are you just going to get it done? If anybody's having a hard time getting started, we're talking about that. Like, I really want to, I must not want to bad enough because I can't get started. Or I really want to, but I just can't get started. We are going to get you into action during camp this year. How to just keep going when they don't want to. Hello. Am I speaking to anybody right now? It is going to step on everybody's toes and bust through your excuses. Who loves the Fuck It Foods worksheet? If anybody's ever done the Fuck It Foods worksheet, it's a beloved worksheet inside of the No BS's. We're coming out with a new one. Fuck Weight Loss Fears worksheet. Hello. It's going to be so good. Cannot wait. It's a good one. And the sample one, you know, that's already been created for you is really good too. Then we're going to finish up overcoming excuses in real life. So now we've been in the camp bubble. Now you know what your excuses are. You've come up with plans to bust through them. What happens when the shit hits a fan when you go home? How many of us have like got all these amazing like journals and plans and we just leave them in the planner? Never to be seen again. They're great. We're going to talk about how you take it from these here worksheets and implement them when you get back into real life. So it's not just a weekend of like, oh, I'm going to do some worksheets and have a kumbaya with my friends. No, we're going to figure out how to take it on the road after we leave the camp bubble. How to kick old shitty to the curb. Who would love, like, you know, he's cute and all, but let's get rid of him. We need to kick him to the curb. Overcoming excuses worksheet. Like when shit gets real, when you got a freaking life, how to overcome your excuses when just shit happens. So that is what is happening at camp. It is, y'all, I mean, it's good. I just have to say it's good. Kathy and I have already done several pre-camp calls. Once you're registered for camp, you'll get access to the camp hub and all of those calls are there for you. You'll be getting emails from us about how to set your virtual experience up for yourself. I am doing a call the weekend before camp, how to get yourself virtually ready. Some stuff you may not have thought about planning your food and setting up your environment and, you know, kind of creating your own camp experience. So that is what is going to be happening at camp. Let's see. Any questions? I see there's a couple in the Q&A. All right. Melinda says, just joined, so apologies if this has already been asked. In-person attendees get the swag box in Nashville. So how can I complete the worksheets in advance? Is the workbook available electronically? Yes, yes, and yes. So the workbook is going to be shipped in your swag box. So you'll get a physical copy in your swag box. But within, I think it's going to be like a week or a week and a half, it's going to be available on that camp hub. It is downloadable. It is fillable. It is all that kind of stuff. And I used to, when I was private coaching, I used to always tell my clients, do the worksheets ahead of time. Now, especially with those already completed worksheets, you can read through the workbook. You can do some of those worksheets, figure out kind of where you are. And then during the worksheet time, you read over what you wrote. You can add to it. You can see like, oh my gosh, that is not like an excuse that I have anymore. Like I identified it and now I've already kind of started busting through that. You can collect some wins about your excuses during camp. Maybe you think something is an excuse. Corinne teaches on it, coaches on it at camp. And then you're like, oh my God, that was so good. And then you can just make notes about it. So a lot of people do that ahead of time. Will there be directions on how to jump virtual rooms? I'll give you the directions right now. All of the links will be on that camp hub homepage, the camp hub. If you're in a room and you want to switch rooms, just go back to that camp hub homepage and click on a different link. They're all there and available to you the whole weekend. Anonymous. Just joined. And then, you know, we did do like an early bird kind of special this time. Those prices have already gone up. And that's just, you know, we started selling camp in December, I guess. So yeah, the price is the price at this point. Where do you suggest I go to remotivate? A worksheet, thought process course. I was MIA for a time and keep starting, no BS. Yeah. First of all, sign up for the excuses camp. I bet you are full of excuses and that is what is stopping me. And let's see. And we talk, I just read it this morning. You don't need motivation. You need commitment. You do not need motivation because a lot of times when people think they need motivation, they're really looking for excitement. And it is normal that after you've been doing something for a while, excitement wears off. Right. And so like this dog, this is a great example. When he first got here and he was crying in the middle of the night, I was motivated and excited to get out and be like, oh my God, he's so cute. Come on, baby, let's go to a party. After a week, excitement's gone. Motivation, that's all I needed. I needed a commitment to this dog and to go let him out. I was still motivated. The excitement had worn off. But a lot of times when people are like, think about motivation, they're like, excitement needs to be its partner in crime. It does not. It does not. I'm never excited in the middle of the night to get up and go pee, but I'm very motivated because I don't want to wet my bed. So that is one thing that we're going to be talking all about at No BS, No Excuses Camp. Does camp happen every year? It has. We have had at least one every single year. Let's see. Any other questions? Let's see. Will you put all the if you just go, Jody, to the camp homepage, you'll see all the information there that you need. Any questions? Is anybody on the fence that's thinking about it, that doesn't know and want coaching on it? You can raise your hand. Anybody want to raise their hand? The other thing, we have been teasing it in the newsletters. If you're not getting your newsletters, make sure you are able to get emails from us. You want those newsletters because we always give good information. Corinne is offering at camp a small group coaching program with the queen herself. 3 months, 12 weeks. You and the queen, groups of 30, weekly calls. We're going to be posting plans, busting those excuses after camp, even after camp. Space is limited to 150 people. If there are still spots available, they will open up to the entire membership on that following Monday after camp, which I think is the 17th. Yeah, I know, Jean. I know. Mm-hmm. I can't give out any more information. That's all I can say. My lips are sealed. But it's the announcement is coming Saturday afternoon. Oh, yeah. Jackie says, is there swag left? Yes, there is swag left. I did just spill the tea, but we've been teasing it. And there's a little bit bigger teaser in the newsletter tomorrow. So, all right. If I wasn't supposed to say something, better to ask forgiveness than permission. Isn't that right? Yep. Stacy, it's normal to be nervous about it. We're going to be busting excuses, right? Like, it is normal. If we sign up today, should we go back and watch the pre-camp videos now? You absolutely can if you want to. Yeah, they're available to you. We just talked through, like, it's really helping you in the process of uncovering your excuses. That's what those pre-camp calls are about. So that when you're going to camp, you know what all of them are and you can bust through all of them. Yes, Linda, the coaching for Corinne is available for virtual campers too. She will be making the announcement to all of camp on Saturday afternoon. Let's see. Taylor, can someone who's 5 days new go to camp or should they wait till a later date? Taylor, here's what I have to say about it. If you are like a deep dive diva, you don't get overwhelmed and you're like, I know I have excuses. I think this would be a great jump start and you don't get overwhelmed. Camp would be great for you right now. I would just make sure you go through the No BS weight loss course. You got a month, like you got time to do that. If this sounds like something that you would want to do within 2 weeks after camp, you will get all of the recordings. So, you know, that gives you a little bit more time and you can always revisit them later. Let's see. Oh, I love that. Patty says she's going to get up Friday morning and dress nice, prepare my food and water, and go in excited and ready to learn. And that's the other thing too. Virtual, if you go in a Zoom room, you can have your camera on or off. And I just wrote the emails for virtual yesterday, like that you'll get the week of camp. And I was like, time to wash your favorite pajamas or dust off the leather and sequins, because you will see everything. People either want to be super comfy, and you will see them in their pajamas on Zoom, or people get really dressed up and make it a big experience for themselves. So you'll see everything in those virtual rooms. Kim, the recordings are up. They're always on the No BS Women website as long as you're a member. Yeah, so that is fun. Yeah, you'll see everything in those Zoom rooms for sure. People do all of the kind of stuff. We have people that are in Australia that like switch their time so they can attend live. They like get a power nap and they're like up all night on camp. Camp recordings are available on the website as long as you are still a member of the No BS Weight Loss course, weight loss membership. Liz, did you, she's talking about, Liz says, I'm totally new to the program. I've been through the first module. Well, can't be too much. I'm feeling overwhelmed already. So I would, you know, if you think this is something you're interested in, go ahead and purchase it if you want to, and just wait for the recordings. And Liz, if you're brand new, I encourage you 1,000% to sign up for a new member call with one of our new member coaches. Okay. You'll be getting emails about it. It's on the quick start page where you can like, you know, there's a place to sign up for one. Make sure that you do that. Carolyn, can you explain about the rooms? What are some of the choices we have for rooms to be in? So the coaches are going to be each in each individual room. It looks like a Brady Bunch. Everybody has a little, you know, square, but you can have your camera off. You do not have to have your camera on at all if you do not want to be seen. There is also a silent room. So if you just want like a webinar style like this, where it's just Corinne and you don't see any other No BS women, but there's no chat there. So you just go in a room and there is a coach in there with you all weekend long answering questions. All right. Oh, Linda, I love that. All right. What else? Any other questions? Anybody want to be coached about camp? Yeah, you will not see your coach. So the actual camera, like the camera is on me now. The camera at camp is on Corinne. So you don't see your coach. But we do behind the scenes stuff where we'll show you what the pit looks like, what our, you know, like our staging area looks like. So you'll get to see the coaches for sure. Let's see. Oh, you're welcome. No, there are not, Carolyn. There are not rooms for 55 plus and gay, etc. But I will say this. If you want to go in those subgroups on Facebook, in the past, we have had Facebook subgroups that kind of had conversations and they're like, all right, y'all, all the 55 plus are going to go in this coach's room, or, you know, all the LGBTQ plus are going to go in this room. So you can have those conversations. And as a subgroup, y'all can decide where you want to be. Who is the DI this year? Can you retype that? Because I don't know. Oh, DJ. It is DJ Jerry. He's coming back. He's going to be with us. DJ Jerry is in the house for camp. We have a DJ. DJ Jerry is a beloved, he's like literally the No BS woman, like whatever. And he is amazing. He is in a band called the Old Crow Medicine Show. They were on tour last year. So we had, he got us somebody else who was amazing and scared to death because he loved Jerry. And Jerry was like, these are my people. You better take care of them. These are my women. Like, I love these women. You have to take care of them. And he was a nervous wreck for about a day and a half. And then he finally started to loosen up. Yeah, it's amazing. Alan, you just do what everybody else is doing to prepare. Can't come on Friday, but it's going to come for the rest. I would go ahead and do those day one worksheets in your workbook, you know, so you've already uncovered your excuses, because Saturday and Sunday, we're diving into them. All right. Someone has raised their hand. Let's see what we're going to coach on. Yeah, we did love DJ Austin. He was as cute as a button, tiny little thing. Reminded me of Prince. You could just put him in his in your pocket. But DJ Jerry is, he is, I think, like, so there are really, like, four No BS men. One is Chris Crabtree. And then we've got Keith, Corinne's brother. And then we've got Baby Tiger, as Corinne calls her little boy. And then DJ Jerry. Yeah, he is the bomb. All right. Can you unmute yourself and ask your question? How do you say your name?
Sina.
Oh, Sina.
Yeah. You know, I've been having a lot of excuses lately. I have been, Wednesday, the call was, I think, speaking to me and one of my other accountability members, because, you know, I've been dicking around with the 20, you know, 5 pounds for 6 months since January. When I first started, you know, I lost 25 pounds and, you know, or 26 pounds. And anyway, so I'm stuck. So now, you know, I joined camp and now I'm like, well, no, I want to do it, but how am I going to do it? You know, I mean, I have my pool, I can bring my iPad to the pool. I got my front porch, I got my office, but so now I'm getting all anxiety. Like, can I really do it? Maybe I should watch the replay. So, you know, it's,
why do you have to limit yourself to one spot?
Say that again. Why do I have to limit myself to
one spot? Why can't you do camp at all of them?
Just kind of walk around the house and
you know, Friday afternoon, it's going to be nice. I'm going to be by the pool. Then Saturday, like, I really want to dig into that first half of the day. I'm going to be in my office. I want to be a little bit more focused. Like, nobody said there's somebody going to cement your ass to the chair for 3 days. You can go wherever you want to go.
True.
It's your experience to create a space that you want to be in. And it may look different at different times of the day or different parts of the day or the weekend.
I guess I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to grasp everything, but if we have the replays, then...
Here's the truth, though, with everything. When you listen to something one time, you get about 20% of it. That's because you got a brain and you're normal. You're not going to grasp everything. There are going to be parts when the recordings come out that you're going to want to go back and listen to. That's normal.
Okay, so I'm not...
No.
You know, just like
none of us have like a, you know, a ironclad brain.
Yeah, no, that's true. And I guess I'm just, you know, I'm home and like, I've never been to any kind of Zoom. I've been to conventions, which are great, you know, but, and again, even at the conventions, you don't grasp everything. You're right. And I've never been to a convention that had a replay afterwards. So, you know, yeah. That's really true. So, okay, I got to get my book. I got my swag box. I've been procrastinating opening it, but I guess I need to get that box opened and start working on those excuses that I have.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the beauty of virtual camp. You can really change your location. You can get up and move around. You can do all kinds of stuff with virtual camp. All righty. Let's see. Anybody else with a question? All right. Oh, that's nice. Jean goes with her accountability group to do it virtually, and they rent a house, and then there's people all over the place. They do it in different spots. I love that. All right. Anybody else? Yeah, I would go ahead and do that workbook. I've done the worksheets already, and literally the workbook is like Corinne's videos. It's like the transcript of Corinne's videos, basically. And you can tell, like, whenever you read it, it sounds like her. So you read it in Corinne's voice. I know. Whenever I was reading it, I heard her voice the whole time. But yeah, that is, and I'm more of a digital planner now. But when it comes to these workbooks, y'all, I print them out. I'd like need a pen and a piece of paper, you know, for sure. Sue, there are rooms based on the first letter of your last name. You can go in that way. You can go in with your accountability groups, just pick a room. It doesn't matter. If you've got a favorite coach, you can go in that room, or you can go into your favorite subgroup and ask where the majority of people are going to be in that sub, like what room, and go in that room. I'm telling y'all, we have given the Zoom police the weekend off. They do not, that we told them just take the weekend. Don't come, Zoom police. Do I need to have a list of my personal excuses compiled before camp? You do not need to. If you do not want to, I am just, my own personal suggestion is that you do at least day one of the worksheets where you're uncovering your excuses. And as they pop up, just add to your list. Will there be a lot of replays on camp? There's the entire weekend is a replay, is on replay. Yeah, the Zoom police do be looking for naked people. Remember, we have had nakedness at camp before. Not only member nakedness, but their partner's nakedness. There may be some nakedness. We try to keep it to a minimum, but if you keep your camera on and there's naked people, we will see naked people. Let's see. No, please no nakedness on camera. Somehow every year it happens. But like I said, you don't have to have your camera on. A lot of times it is the partners though. They're just like streaking across in the background. Yeah, don't take your phone to the potty. Yeah, that's a good one. You will be muted though. You will be muted in the room, but you can have your camera on or off. Either way, you can choose to be seen or not. Oh, blur your background. You can do that. You're exactly right. Yeah, you're exactly right. Yep. We'll see. If you on the video where it says mine now says stop video, whenever you're in those rooms, you'll have the opportunity to turn your video on and off, and then you can blur your background. Let's see what happens. It's all blurred. Look, just like that. I made Zoom magic happen. There's that. Pam, I don't want to have to unsee something. That's funny. Will there be breakout rooms at this camp? No, there will not be. We did them for a couple of camps, but it was a technical nightmare. People were getting kicked out, all kind, like it was just a hot mess. And we just decided we were done with that. Let's see. Yeah, we would break people out and then people would stay on, but they didn't want to be seen or heard. And then there would be one member in a room and only their camera on and video on. Let's see. I'm telling you, Carla says, I know I have excuses, but never really took note of them to think exactly what they all are, if that makes sense. I don't know how to go about writing them down unless I start doing it now when I realize I'm doing it. Gonna have to before camp. If you already have your swag, read page 1 and 2 of the workbook and it tells you how to even find your damn excuses. Yeah, Kim, when you get into the virtual room, she asked, how did I blur my background? You'll be in a grid view with an option to turn your camera on or off, okay? Start video or stop video. I don't think y'all have it now because of the webinar setting, but right beside where it says stop video or start video, there's a little tiny up arrow. You just click on it and it says blur background. What if you're not in an accountability group? You do not have to be in an accountability group. There are a lot of solo artists that go to camp, but if you do want to be in an accountability group, head over to nobswomen.com and the amazing, accountability goddess Heidi will set you up with an accountability group or partner if you want one. And if you are in an accountability group and you have not registered your accountability group yet, do that. The first accountability newsletter goes out on Monday. You do not want to miss it. Tons of ways to do our July challenge for accountability groups. So make sure that you go register. Sammy, if you signed up for one a few weeks ago and you have not heard back, email support@pmptribe.com. Usually we have you set up in less than a week. So if you've not heard, you need to email us, or at the bottom of every page on nobswoman.com, it says questions. Click that and that will email, you can email support from there as well. Let's see. If my biggest reason on discovery worksheets is I just want it, I kind of know that's hiding real reasons. We talk about I just want it at camp. It's in here. It's in this workbook. I just want it. Why do I just want it? There you go. What am I telling myself? Why do I want it? Because it tastes good. Excuse. Because, you know, because I haven't had it in a long time. Excuse. Because my partner made it special for me. Excuse. That's it. That's really it. It is not some deep dive into our souls, y'all. The things that the excuses that are stopping us from weight loss sound so lovely, and they sound very true. They just do. And we're on Bust 'Em All on this weekend. Yeah, that's Kim. We'll see. Like, so there is she talks about accountability. One of her accountability partners is going in person, and then the other two are doing it virtually. Every day at camp, we see the Marco Polo screens going up, and those accountability partners that are in person, like, they really just shoot videos and, like, you know, let them see the inside of the room and all that other kind of stuff. I'm a moderation mama, but I do work the program, and I want someone who will Marco Polo and or text too. Yep, Patty, we've changed our form for accountability. So if you've signed up for accountability in the past, it just didn't work out. We're asking totally different questions. How old are you? How much weight do you have to lose? How do you want to communicate, which that was already there? And how often are you going to check in? Because that was a piece that was missing. We got people signing up for accountability that wanted to chit chat all day long, but they were paired up with people because we did not know that only wanted to check in one time a week. And then that would make them not a good want match. And so now we figured it out. We have literally asked groups, watched the Facebook group, looked at the emails that y'all sent, and we saw the main reasons accountability groups did not work out. And we totally burned down our process, which is why we're having you now register your groups. So we want to make sure that we take care of everybody that's in accountability. Patty says, but I want to listen to Corinne. Yet they don't do Marco Polos when Corinne is on stage. You still listen to camp. Allison is asking the $1 million question. Brand new, is camp right for her? If you are not in overwhelm and this sounds like something you want to do, sign up and attend it live. If you are getting a little bit into overwhelm, but it still sounds like something you want to do, sign up and just watch the replays when you're ready. But this will really kickstart everything that you know about no BS. I would just be really committed to finishing the course before the camp weekend. And no BS, y'all, is only 5 hours. And we got like 3 weeks, so you should be good. Patty says she doesn't want to spend too much time chatting because I want to learn from Corinne. You can just hide the chat or go to the silent room. That's what we give you, all the options. Any details about the dance party? There is an in-person dance party on Saturday night. So we encourage virtual people to plan something special that night as well if they want to. Some members, once you join camp, you will be invited to the camp Facebook group just for campers. That would be a great place for somebody to say, hey, I have got a Zoom account. Zoom has a free account that you can be on for 40 minutes. You can do a 40 minute call for free. And so somebody just needs to be willing to start a Zoom room. You could go in that Facebook group and go, while they're dancing it out in Nashville, who wants to have a virtual dance party? We can have a glass of wine or some water or whatever we have and dance it out over Zoom. I think Candy, she will be giving prizes away. I do believe there are some prizes at camp. So virtual camp, we've had hula hoopers, we've had babies, we've had dogs, we've had like just amazing dance moves. And every once in a while, we'll be giving out prizes to people in the virtual camp who are dancing it out on the screen. Any other questions? Oh, Jean's going out for hibachi that night at the dance when we're doing the dance party. That's awesome. And you, if you're in that camp Facebook group, I can promise you very much, at least one person from the No BS team will go live when we play Don't Stop Believing, which is the theme song for No BS at camp. It gets played every year and it is amazing. DJ Jerry is back as DJ. He will be spinning the, what do you say? Like, I don't know, spinning the vinyl. They don't do that anymore, do they? No, they don't do that. Any other questions? Going once, going twice. It's time to go to the beach, y'all. I'm headed to the beach, to the beach, to the beach, to the beach. Sue says, I have two groups. Do we just pick a coach? Yep. Just pick a room and go in it. Zoom police taking the weekend off because I ain't got time to mess with them. Nobody got time for the Zoom police. None. Y'all have a great rest of your weekend. Sign up for camp there. It is nobswomen.com, our membership website where everything lives. Events. You will see the place to sign up for camp. If you are already signed up for camp, events is also where you will see your camp hub or your camp homepage where we update it, where all the information lives. Thank y'all. I know. What a great way to kick off my vacation, though. Like, spending it with y'all? Like, is there any way to end my, like, you know, work time and start my vacation then with y'all ever in life? I think so. All right. Y'all have a great rest of your day. If you have not listened to Coach Heather's protocol call from the other day, what was it, last Wednesday? I listened to it in anticipation of my beach trip. It was fucking awesome. Like, she taught me a bunch of stuff. Yvonne says, is there tech help during camp weekend? Yes, there is. So I will also say this about one thing I did not mention about camp. The amazing Survivor producer, Nick, and his team watch your connectivity all during the weekend. They can see if your internet is about to take a dump and they will email you and say, you know, hey, Yvonne, it looks like your internet is going down. Make sure everybody in your house turns off their gaming systems. Might want to do that. We have people in support at pmptribe.com the entire weekend. They are watching it the whole weekend. If you have any tech issues, we have got an entire tech team that is there to help you. Yeah, that protocols replay, y'all. If you are going to have a summer, which you are, unless you're in Australia and you're moving into the wintertime, which you can also make a wintertime protocol, Coach Heather's call was fucking fire. Fucking fire. All right. Y'all have a great rest of your weekend. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.